Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And we've got a special program planned for you today. A few weeks ago, back in June, we had done, I think it was June 11th, just about a month ago, we did a special program looking at the UFO phenomena and what the Bible has to say about it with Ian Juby, and Ian Juby is going to be joining us again today. We're doing a follow-up program, and the U.S. Intelligence Committee made their report. They sent it off to the Senate, I believe it was, from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Preliminary Assessment on Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. That's the U.S. government's term for UFOs. And so we'll be talking about that, and we are going to be looking at what kind of a gospel message is being presented by some of these aliens that supposedly are encountering people. So we're gonna hit on that in just a couple of minutes. You want to touch on a couple things before we get started, though, just to let you know, you can find out more about us on livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And encourage you to go there. Check us out there. We also have our Friday night Bible study tonight at 6 o'clock. I'm sorry, 7 o'clock until 9 at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, where we meet. We meet there on Sunday for our church services. Have all that information at the end of the program, and you can link to some of that from livewithpastoral.com. You can listen to the past program with Ian Juby, where we were discussing the UFO phenomena back in June, and some other materials that are all available there at livewithpastoral.com. Also wanted to mention, coming up on Tuesday, July 13th, I believe it is, or is that July 15th? I got to figure out what date it is. I guess it's not. I had the date right in front of me, and of course, when I turn to it, the dates are messed up. They've got Tuesday, July 13th, and that's because I'm in the wrong month. There, that makes a big difference. I was in June on my calendar. I couldn't figure out why I had the wrong date there. July 13th, there's an event that Free Ohio Now has sponsored. And you can go to their site, freeohionow.com. That's freeohionow.com. It's a protest against critical race theory planned in front of the Ohio Department of Education on Tuesday morning, July 13th. And I believe they want to gather about 8 or 8:30 in advance of the Ohio State School Board meeting, which is scheduled at 9 o'clock. And then they have a press thing scheduled later on over at the State House. So all that is at freeohionow.com. All right. Well, got the preliminaries out of the way. And we are joined today on the telephone with Ian Juby. Welcome to the program again, Ian.
Good afternoon, Pastor Al.
Hey,
to be back.
It is good to have you back, and I want you to shamelessly plug your mini-series on UFOs while we're here as well. I watched that, and I thought it was excellent. I especially appreciated the number 4, the last one that you did, which is some of the things that we're going to be talking about today. But we are going to lead off with looking at the intelligence report. But before we do that, give our listeners a little background where they can find out more and see some of your videos, not just on UFOs, but creation and a number of other excellent videos that you have.
Sure. Yeah. Probably my YouTube channel. I did post all of the miniseries on my YouTube channel. So it's youtube.com/wazoolu. W-A-Z-O-O-L-O-O. Long story as to why it's named that, but anyway. I posted them all there after they aired. The miniseries wasn't even on my radar, literally 5 days before the first episode of the miniseries aired. So it was kind of a thrown together at the last second thing. And but it was a lot of fun. It's a topic I've followed for 12, 13 years now. So that's probably the best place.
All right, that's great. And of course, you have a huge staff of researchers and graphic designers working for you, don't you?
All one of us.
I think you did a great job. I appreciate your efforts and the work that you did. Let's just jump into this because, unfortunately, you don't have a huge amount of time. But I think this is important for Christians to know what is happening because the devil is certainly out there trying to fool people and trying to muddy the waters and keep people from believing the Bible and understanding the gospel message and getting saved. So what is going on? We were talking about this was supposed to be a major release of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence here in the United States on unidentified aerial phenomena that the military has been looking at and all. And if you want to review that, and then we'll move into what's going on with this.
Sure, sure. And yeah, it was within 3 minutes of it getting posted to the website, I had downloaded a copy, just in case aliens tried to take the DNI website down or anything, you know. So, but it was kind of comical, actually, because I downloaded it, and it was only 9 pages.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 or 3 of those pages basically didn't say anything. So it was a pretty short read, and it was kind of funny because there were so many people waiting with bated breath
right.
for this report to come out. And it was just, I watched this wave of disappointment spread over the world within an hour of it getting released, because everyone was just like, oh, what do you mean? It doesn't even mention aliens. It doesn't mention Roswell. It doesn't, you know, everybody was just so disappointed. And I read through it. I'm like, hey, this is interesting. There's some actual meat in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it kind of, over the next several days, I kind of thought about that. I'm like, well, what were people expecting? And what was I expecting? Why was everybody so disappointed? And why was I not disappointed? So they just gave a rundown of their research from November of 2004 through to March of this year, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 144 UAP or UFO encounters, and only one of which they actually identified. 80 of those were observed with multiple sensors, so radar, infrared cameras, eyes of people on the ground or in the plane, etc. The data was very limited for a number of reasons. They kind of went into that. Basically, they boiled it down to multiple types of UFOs or UAPs, which probably have multiple explanations. For example, aerial phenomena, like weather phenomena, atmospheric, that's the word I'm looking for,
right.
Atmospheric phenomena. They tried to classify it into the reports into 5 different categories. And so they included airborne clutter, atmospheric phenomenon, U.S. or allied technology, foreign adversary technology, and then they had this fifth class, other. And that's the one that everybody, of course, focused in on. But the clickbait that came out after this report was hilarious. And it was rampant. I mean, even the New York Times, everybody was like, DNI report does not rule out aliens. Well, that's true.
Well, yeah.
but it also didn't rule out time travelers, interdimensional mm-hmm. beings, or demons, which is really interesting because there's a number of reasons why it doesn't rule that out, why it didn't even mention them. It didn't mention aliens. It didn't mention ET. It didn't mention alien technology. It didn't mention any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
What's really interesting, and I brought this up in the part four of the miniseries that you mentioned, is there are a number of reasons for that. And when I say that they didn't rule out demons, the reason I bring that up is because secular researchers, like Dr. Carl Sagan, J. Gordon Melton, Jacques Vallée was the inspiration for the scientist in that movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Right.
Jacques Vallée, those guys all spontaneously brought up demons. Now, they are all completely secular. And that's why I quoted them, because they were sort of hostile witnesses. They believe in that there is intelligent alien life elsewhere in the universe. They believe that. So obviously, if UFOs that everybody's seeing and encountering were anything to do with alien tech, surely they would want to acknowledge that. They would want to, you know, say that these UFOs are aliens, because that's what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these guys are Christians. And they all unanimously and spontaneously brought up demons as a more likely explanation for the UFO encounters than it being alien technology. And to me, I'm still blown away by that. I'm just stunned that non-Christian secular researchers would bring that up. You know,
right. And you know, you would think that when somebody says, well, these aliens, they're not from another planet. They're not from these other areas that people traditionally thought. They're not coming through a Stargate or something. They're demons. They're these evil spirits. And then people say, well, surely that's got to be some wild-eyed, fanatical, fundamentalist Christian doing that, because that's the only people who believe that sort of thing. But you're right. It's coming from the secular community, sometimes more than from the Christian community.
Yes. And that's an unfortunate reality, because as you know, I brought up in the miniseries the statistics of UFO encounters and encounters with alleged aliens. The numbers are absolutely staggering. 1 in 10 people believe they've seen a UFO. 1 in 40 believes they've been abducted by an alien. So 1 in 40. That's I mean, I did the math. In Canada, that was just shy of 1 million people. And we have, I don't know, 1/10 the population of the states.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers are just staggering. And so these secular researchers, like Melton, it's only logical that they would pursue interviewing these people. I mean, if they believe there's alien life on other planets, and we've got literally, just in Canada and the U.S. alone, millions of people,
right,
who believe they've been in direct contact with aliens, who believe they've been abducted by them. Well, of course it makes sense to go talk to them. You know, this is a critical part of the research. Let's go ask them, you know, talk to them. And the results of when they, the stories that they give, for example, there were some very famous, we call these contactees, by the way, these people, mm-hmm, who've been in contact with an alien or alleged alien. As Melton pointed out, I mean, some of these famous contactees, like Sarah Weiss, in 1906, and which also brings up another significant point. UFO reports and alleged alien encounters go back from before the time of Christ.
Right.
There's some reports from like 300 BC of flying shields, for instance. The contacts were always, how can I put it? The aliens conformed themselves to the culture of the day, and in particular, mm-hmm, the popular science. So Sarah Weiss, 1906, claims she's taken by aliens, goes and visits Mars, describes Mars in tremendous detail, and in particular, the canals that are on Mars.
Right.
Now, at that time, because telescopes were crude, people had seen what they thought were canals on Mars. Now, we know now those were actually canyons. They're huge canyons, actually, visible from Earth. But at the time, these alleged aliens took her on an alleged trip. Obviously, she didn't go to Mars. I would contend she never even left Earth. She probably never even left her bedroom, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But she described this in detail, these Martian canals, which we now know do not exist. Swedenborg, another very famous contactee in the 1750s, he was allegedly taken by aliens and visited every known planet in the solar system. Well, he didn't go and visit Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto, because in his day, they had not been discovered yet.
Right.
So Melton brings all this up in his survey, and it was published in a book called The Gods Have Landed, and it was edited by James R. Lewis. It was published in 1995. I don't believe any of the writers of that book were Christian or religious. They were all strictly secular. And he flat out says in the very first chapter of the book, the flying saucer movement is, in effect, a new branch of occult religion. It just flat out puts it out there. It's occult religion, nothing more, nothing less. Jacques Vallée, that very famous scientist who inspired the scientist in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, he actually wrote a book that he entitled Messengers of Deception. And the whole book was on this alien contact phenomenon. And I mean, that title alone summarizes it. He's referring to these alleged aliens as deceivers, as messengers mm-hmm. of deception. And we can see it here. They deceived Sarah Weiss into believing she had visited Mars and witnessed its canals that were built by aliens on Mars, which we now know weren't there. Swedenborg, we now know that his visitations were clearly not aliens. They claimed to be aliens. They claimed to be from other planets in our solar system. It was all an elaborate deception, nothing more, nothing less. And he goes into, and Jacques Vallée goes into great detail in his book, over this deception, this grand deception. And he called it a deception operation, even going so far as to call it that. It's all deception. And these are all secular guys saying this. So what is going on there? Well, we know from our Bible that demons are fallen angels and Satan is the father of lies.
Right.
He is the head angel. They are all professional liars. And that is exactly what these secular researchers are concluding after listening to the testimonies of all these contactees.
Well, and we're talking, of course, with Ian Juby about the ET phenomena, the UFO phenomena, in light of what the Bible has to say. And looking at the clock here, we're quickly running down our last few minutes. Unfortunately, there's just so much to talk about here. But what is the message? We learned a little bit of the history there, but what is the message that we're consistently getting from people who supposedly encounter these alien beings? What are they trying to tell people? Are they trying to tell them to, you know, lead good lives or look to the Bible? Or what are they trying to tell people?
That's actually
a leading there.
Yeah, it's leading and an excellent question, and an important one. It's an important question
mm-hmm.
Because you can use that to discern what exactly these beings are. And it's funny because Carl Sagan, again, in his book, Intelligent Life in the Universe, he talked about these alleged aliens being extraterrestrial evangelists. And he used that word. Not me. He used it. Can we exclude the possibility of an extraterrestrial evangelism? So what is the message? And it's a good question. So basically, when you interview the contactees, the messages are consistent right across the board. First of all, these aliens, I'll keep calling them aliens for now, they love to talk about the end time, the end of the world, you know, book of Revelation kind of stuff, right? And as you walk through it, they then turn around and claim that they are humanity's salvation from these end times apocalyptic events that are coming. So they claim to want to help us help ourselves, and they want to do that by bringing world peace. And how they want to accomplish that world peace is by establishing a one-world government. Now, have you read the Book of Revelation lately?
Yeah, once or twice. I've taught on it a few times at church. I know some pastors actually avoid it, but there is somebody in the Book of Revelation that wants a one-world government and wants to pretend that he's going to be the savior of humanity. I think the Bible calls him the beast, the antichrist, the false Christ, you know, that sort of thing, animated, of course, by the devil.
Yes. Isn't that odd, you know, that these aliens want to help us establish a one-world government? And another consistent thing that E.T. keeps talking about is the occult.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see this in the contactee movements, and there's many of them. The Heaven's Gate, you remember Heaven's Gate?
Right.
The Heaven's Gate cult? I believe it was 1996. I believe they committed mass suicide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their website is still maintained to this day. You can go and read their theology, their doctrine. And in fact, they have a statement from E.T. incarnate. That is their word, and it's on their website and in their book, where these alleged aliens possess the body of two people. And these two people were the leaders of this Heaven's Gate cult. And they even bring the message. So you can read the message that these alleged aliens bring. Right there in full Technicolor from, you know, the 1990s.
Right, right.
Beautiful.
Hey, yeah, and, you know, looking at that, we've got about actually just less than 3 minutes to go, unfortunately.
Okay.
But, yeah, what would be a good quick summary of the message then?
So basically, they want E.T. wants us to get involved in the occult. They slander Christ. They are notorious liars, and they want to try and establish a one-world government. And they attack and misquote the Bible, and specifically Christ. And what people have found with these alleged aliens, and the alleged alien abduction in particular, is that these aliens come back over and over again to abduct people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a horrible, traumatizing experience. It boils down to kidnapping and rape, basically.
Right.
And what people have discovered over at alienresistance.org, you can go and read the testimonies or hear the testimonies of hundreds of people who have stopped this alien abduction phenomenon, because it's a continuing thing. It doesn't happen just once. And the way they stop it is by a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
By invoking his name and telling the aliens to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's not some magic wand. It's their continuing relationship with Christ that brings it to an end. And it's the only thing that stops it. Psychologists don't stop it.
Medications
don't stop it. But the power of Christ.
The power of Christ. And if they were genuinely aliens from another world, how would that stop it? Ian Juby, I mean, we're about out of time here, less than a minute to go. Give your website again where people can find out more.
Sure, ianjuby.org. My name, ianjuby.org. Or my TV show, genesisweek.com, all one word, genesisweek.com. And I believe all the episodes will be re-uploaded on the Genesis Week website as well.
All right, great. Well, thank you for being with us again. What a topic. There's a lot to cover there. But in short, of course, these ETs are they're demons. They're fallen angels masquerading, trying to persuade people away from the truth of God's word, keep people from getting saved, sowing confusion, all the works of their father, the devil. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.